356. Buchanan elected president, 1856. The Whigs and the Know-Nothings nominated Millard Fillmore for president and said nothing about slavery. The Democrats nominated James Buchanan of Pennsylvania for president and John C. Breckinridge of Kentucky for vice president. They declared their approval of the Kansas-Nebraska Act and favored a strict construction of the Constitution. The Republicans nominated John C. Fremont. They protested against the extension of slavery and declared for a policy of internal improvements at the expense of the nation. The Democrats won, but the Republicans carried all the northern states, save four. 357. The Dred Scott Decision, 1857. The Supreme Court of the United States now gave a decision in the Dred Scott case that put an end to all hope of compromise on the slavery question. Dred Scott had been born a slave. The majority of the judges declared that a person once a slave could never become a citizen of the United States and bring suit in the United States courts. They also declared that the Missouri Compromise was unlawful. Slave owners had a clear right to carry their property, including slaves, into the territories, and Congress could not stop them.